Greetings, everyone. The peace of Christ be with you all. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the delightful people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for May 10th, 2020, the fifth Sunday of Easter. For our scripture passages today, I'm returning, as I'd warned I might do, to the psalm I read last week, Psalm 23. And to mix things up a little, I'll read today from the Message translation. And then I'll read from the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. Both these readings, by the way, are often read at funerals. But I think what they most have in common is that they are love songs. The psalm, a human being song of love for God. The Gospel, a song of love by God for humanity. And now, as usual, let's begin with prayer. God of love, may your Spirit sing to us now, through your eternal word, that great story of your love made flesh in the person of our Savior Jesus, who was and is to come. Amen. And now a reading of Psalm 23 from the Message translation by Eugene Peterson. Listen for God's word to us today. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. May God bless our understanding of God's word. And now to the Gospel of John and back to the New Revised Standard Version and Jesus' love song to his disciples, sung on the night of his arrest after they had shared the supper and he had washed their feet. Listen again for God's word to us today. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.